We're talking this week about Pennsylvania's system for public defense. The U.S. Supreme Court has said it is a constitutional right that states have the responsibility to ensure. 49 states have taken that to mean they're obligated to provide at least some funding to defend those who can't afford an attorney. Pennsylvania is the one state that does not, and that's fine as far as most state lawmakers are concerned, as Keystone Crossroads contributor Katie Meyer reports.
I don't have a date, but...
It's July, and the state legislature is recessed for the summer. The Capitol is mostly empty of politicians. Senator Stuart Greenleaf is about to leave his office, but given a chance to talk about public defense, he sticks around a little longer.
That's part of our Constitution. It says to have the assistance of counsel for his defense.
Greenleaf's issue with the way Pennsylvania pays for public defense goes back to the U.S. Constitution. The courts say states need to make sure the resource is there, but Pennsylvania leaves the matter totally up to its counties. And so Greenleaf says the state can't possibly be doing its job.
I mean, there should be a quality defense, and it's not should be the defense that, well, we're going to do this on the cheap.
For several sessions in a row now, Greenleaf, a Montgomery County Republican who chairs the Senate's powerful Judiciary Committee, has been introducing bills that would reform the public defense system and create an infrastructure that could route state money to county offices.
One of the biggest problems is they don't have the money to hire more public defenders. So as a result, their caseload is way too high. And they're excellent lawyers, but you can only handle so many cases.
As the only state that doesn't provide any funding for public defense, Pennsylvania regularly catches flack from groups like the American Civil Liberties Union. They say the lack of oversight and organized data makes it difficult to figure out what's happening at each of the state's 67 public defenders' offices. And a Keystone Crossroads investigation confirmed that it takes an exhaustive, piecemeal approach to even begin to get a clear picture. What emerges is that there are vast differences in resources and staff from county to county. Nisa Taylor, a one-time Philadelphia public defender who now works for the ACLU, said in the decade she spent representing indigent clients, her job was one of the cushiest. And that's saying something.
Public defenders are uniformly overworked. It was an excellent office. I had excellent bosses. I would still go into court and represent 30 people sometimes in one day.
More than a decade ago, Pennsylvania's Joint State Government Commission was tasked with studying the Commonwealth's public defense system. In 2011, it released a scathing report that found, among other things, the state's lack of supervision and training for defenders means some don't do their jobs well. Low salaries mean defenders turn over quickly, and there's no way to collect enough data to fully figure out the scope of the problems. Unlike every other bordering state, Pennsylvania does not have a commission on public defense. Greenleaf was one of four senators on the task force for the issue. He says when the report came out, he was hopeful people would listen. But now, 7 years and a pile of failed bills later, not so much.
No. That's the answer, no.
A big reason why Greenleaf's reforms haven't gone anywhere is leaders in his own party have largely ignored them. Asked why that is, he's careful not to ruffle any feathers.
They think they've done it. They think they have solved the problem. They've gotten the county to come up with the money. And it is functioning. But how well it is another matter.
If you try to ask GOP leaders about funding public defense, that certainly seems to be the case. Individual lawmakers say they don't know much about the situation because it's not a priority. Governor Tom Wolf has the issue on his list of criminal justice reform goals, but hasn't spent much time on it. And it's not a high priority for other top Democrats, like the Auditor General and Attorney General. Phyllis Subin, a one-time Philly public defender and legal professor, has a theory about why there's been so little movement.
I think that there is a political hesitancy to support anything that might smack of an accusation that you're soft on crime and supporting criminals.
Subin says in her years lobbying for public defense funding in Harrisburg, she's repeatedly felt herself pitted against prosecutors in the eyes of lawmakers. And Nisa Taylor with the ACLU says she has felt that same tension.
It makes their job harder, right? To some extent, DAs don't want a good PD. Because they're going to start losing. I don't mean that as like flip, but like things move more seamlessly for them if things are just a plea factory.
The State District Attorneys Association doesn't have any official position on whether public defenders should get money from the state. But in the past, they've testified that if PDs get state funding, they need more, too. District Attorney Association Executive Director Rich Long says that DA offices have a wider range of responsibilities than PDs. They don't just prosecute. They coordinate with law enforcement and assist in other related duties.
It's a little broader charge than the public defender's office, which is strictly charged with defending individuals in criminal cases.
Other states have had better luck overhauling their public defense systems. Utah used to be just like Pennsylvania, but recently added oversight and some funding. Just north, in New York, a lawsuit pushed the state to provide about half of what it takes to fund public defense. But in Pennsylvania, it's mostly just Greenleaf.
I think it was appropriate at 1 year.
After serving as a key Republican voice on the issue for years, he's retiring from public office in January. He says he's not sure who, if anyone, will take up the mantle.
I don't know the answer to that question because I don't know. I'd hope that there would be other people that would know that this is an important issue. But I can't answer that. I don't know what's going to happen in the future.
The one area that's seen any progress on reforming Pennsylvania's public defense system has been county-level lawsuits, and those haven't made any difference statewide. Katie Meyer for Keystone Crossroads.
In the next installment of this Keystone Crossroads series on public defenders, we'll travel to Allegheny County. A lawsuit there forced reforms in the 1990s. 20 years on, we'll explore the legacy of that decision. Tune in tomorrow to WHYY's Morning Edition for part 3 of our series, No Justice for All. And if you've had experience with public defense in Pennsylvania, we'd like to hear from you. Our call-in line is 215-928-2408.